In terms of when you were involved with Women's Aid then, what ideas were quite important to you then in terms of some of the discussions? You talked about it being quite supportive. What kind of ideas were around in that Women's Aid group that were important to you personally?
Okay, they were clearly all feminists, right? And that kind of sang through. At times I kind of was curious about the interaction for, because a number of the women who were coming to the refuge were coming, some for the first time, some for the 10th time, okay? And I wondered how, for a lot of kind of working class women, some of these ideas about feminism would sit, okay? And I think most of them were reasonably comfortable. It may not have been something that they engaged with in their everyday life, but they understood, and it manifested itself not as kind of, you know, hard politics or ideology. It was more about, here's a supportive environment, and this is why, you know. So it was done very well, in a very kind, in a way that people would absolutely accept. So I suppose that was my first kind of, you know, practical experience of his feminism in action, if you like, you know. Whereas before it was like, you know, of course women have to be equal to men, but you say that in theory, that was the reality being practiced. That was about practical support for women. And this is why it's not right for you to be abused in the way you were, you know. So that to me was hugely powerful. And the acceptance that women will maybe go back to their abusers several times, but the door is always open. And as you do when you first volunteered, you get quite emotionally involved, okay. And therefore you can't understand why is she going back to her partner. But it taught me that actually you just need to be there for women. They'll find their own way in their own time.